So I remember this vividly. Waking up in the morning when I was like in high school and I was freezing cold. It's 99.7 DJX. And I was like, oh, why am I so cold? And I started like looking around and I'm like, where are my covers and blankets and everything? And so I kind of got up and I kind of looked around. They weren't on my floor. They weren't next to me. And so I get up and my mom, I guess, had heard me from the other room wake up. And I hear her yell, are you looking for your blankets? Check the stairs.
Oh, and did you get up and throw your blankets down the stairs?
I did.
Okay.
So I walk over to the hallway. I look down the stairs and sure enough, there they are laying all down on the stairs. She said that I had woken up in the middle of the night, sleptwalked, took all of my covers and threw them over the banister on the stairs.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
at least you didn't throw yourself over the banister or down the stairs.
I mean, there's that too. Yeah.
Let's count our blessings there.
Now this, I was a big sleepwalker when I was especially a little kid, and she would catch me. The poor wicker chair in my room.
No,
there was a wicker chair in my room.
Did you think it was a toilet?
That had a cushion, just one cushion, and I would lift the cushion up. Yep, and that poor wicker chair.
How many times did you do that?
I mean, probably at least a half a dozen.
Are you serious?
What are
did your mom have to put like a tray underneath it or something so that the carpet wouldn't be irreparably damaged?
Well, so I used to, this poor wicker chair got the brunt of my sleepwalking for many years growing up. And then my sheets and once I moved out of my house, I kind of stopped sleepwalking. So I don't know if it was just a thing of me getting older and stop sleepwalking and things like that. But yeah, that was a thing for a while. I mean, then, you know, maybe you heard earlier in the show, we had a little kid drunk adult story where she, as a little kid,
I would sleepwalk as a kid and oftentimes would sleepwalk in the middle of the night when I had to use the bathroom. And so one of the places I chose to use the bathroom while asleep, but walking, was at the vent at the end of my bed.
Wow.
And then
and then when mom and dad see it coming out of the vent.
Oh, what is...
Why is it raining from the vent?
Do we have a leak? Go check, honey. What is this? Oh, wait.
Honey.
It's just our daughter.
Yeah.
Sleepwalking.
I saved my sister's shoes when I would find her. I don't know why. I think I would get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then I'd, for some reason, check on her. And a lot of times she was standing up, leaning over her bed, sleeping, or her head's at the foot of the bed. And I do remember vividly catching her as she is dropped trout, squatting over her shoes in the closet. And I'm like, no, you're not there yet. Walk around the hallway.
So you had to be the one.
Yes. Yes. And I think I caught her before the stream happened.
Jackie said, I have a sleepwalking story about her son. She said, until he was about the age of two, he would sleepwalk every night into our bedroom, not knowing what he was doing, and just stand there at the side of our bed and watch us sleep and breathe heavily until we woke up and noticed him. How terrifying would that be?
That is paranormal activity right there. That is paranormal activity. No, sir. Nope. Nobody, nope, nope. Oh, that is, I'd be putting a lock on the door. Amber said, I sleptwalked, called my mom's work at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was convinced she wasn't home. She was. And when she got to work later, they asked her what was more important than being home with her kids in the middle of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they thought she was gone.
Yeah.
Like, why are your kids,
calling?
Looking for you at 3 o'clock in the morning at work? Where were you?
What are you doing there?
Oh, my gosh.
Mackenzie said, broke my foot falling off my bed while I was walking on it.
Ooh.
I also bruised my arms and head in the fall. Now, more than anything, I just sit up in bed and talk and annoy my husband with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She's still doing that?
Yeah. Guess so.
I mean, my son used to wake up when he was a toddler.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we had a video monitor, and I would hear him rustling. I'd look at the monitor, and he's sitting there up on his knees facing the wall.
Yeah.
And having a strongly worded conversation with somebody.
With the wall.
And it was freaky because we're all like, who's he talking to?
Right,
is there a ghost in there he's talking to? What is happening? And he was not happy. Dan said my apartment smelled like gas one time because I turned on the stove and pretended to cook while sleeping.
Oh, gosh.
My neighbors came knocking on my door. I was woken up by them. I was lying on the floor and there was a mess in my kitchen. Oh, my gosh. That could have been dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially if, you left the gas stove on. Oh, my gosh.
What did you do while sleepwalking? Got a message from Lisa. This is so crazy that you're talking about this today. Last night was my first time.
Sleepwalking ever?
I guess. She says, I can't explain how this happened to me. I went to sleep in shorts. The air conditioning was on. I was kind of chilly, but I was too exhausted to get my blanket. I woke up wearing my roommate's pants on top of my shorts. I asked her if she had woken me up and put them on or whatever, and she said no, but noticed me wearing them in the morning on her way to the bathroom, and I'm still freaking out as I have never done that before.
Wow, like where did we determine we found the pants? Like we didn't take them off the roommate, right?
I don't know. Like, that was it in the hamper? Was it in
especially impressive that's if it. That's the case?
yeah, right.
I mean, it's more likely she just found them in the hamper, whatever.
All right, those are some good stories.
Wow.
I don't know if you got any more to follow up on, but 502-795-1997. Some fun sleepwalking stories there on 99.7 DJX.